Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Tears from one of our brave soldiers regarding the shot mandate. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is from one of the many people that we are working with in the military. And this particular response in an email to us was, "I need your help. I don't want to go against my religious beliefs. I have been placed on administrative leave. I don't want to lose my job of 31 years. This is someone who could lose their job. But there's others who not only lose their job, but they become discharged from the military as well. And consequently, that discharge has severe punishments, not only separation from the military, but also financial punishments as well, where you have to pay back your education cost as well as your training cost. Men and women of the military are being told that they have to line up and get these shots, otherwise they'll be punished. And many of them have succumbed to the pressure, but many have not. And we have a lawsuit pending. It's filed in Tampa, Florida, before Judge Stephen Meriday, where we represent men and women of the military. We're going back to court, especially now that the Department of Defense on January 7 had to issue its report under court order and must do so every 2 weeks to show what is the stats with regards to the religious exemption request and how many they have denied and whether they've granted any. And right now they have granted zero.
You know, Matt, last year we interviewed two of our plaintiffs. They're actually a married couple and both in Marines. One of them gave us a very strong statement that really sticks with us and sums it all up. I'm going to kind of give you a summary, but he said, you know, "I've taken an oath to defend this country and given my life, sacrifice for this. And if you think that is not worth anything, that is the highest insult that you could ever give, you know, to say that my sacrifice is not worthy," when trying to pressure him and his other military personnel to take a shot against his religious beliefs instead of defending his freedom like he defends our freedom.
Yeah, I know. And he ultimately said, is very eloquent, and he just did it on the air.
Yeah, I didn't say it that well, but that's kind of a summary of what he said.
Yeah, that he serves God and that he would literally be disqualified from serving in the military if he succumbed to this unlawful shot mandate.
Right. He took an oath to defend our Constitution.
Yeah, and he would literally disqualify himself from leadership by submitting to this shot mandate, because the shot mandate is unlawful. It is unlawful for several reasons, and I think it's very clear, and the military is trying to hide this. They're trying to say, well, we're complying with the emergency use authorization because the Pfizer product is the same as BioNTech's Comirnaty. But the problem is that that's not the test of whether it's legally distinct or not. It's legally distinct because BioNTech Comirnaty has the ultimate FDA approval. Pfizer does not. And there is no BioNTech Comirnaty available anywhere to anybody in the United States, period. Right. End of story. So it's violating the emergency use authorization by requiring any of these shots to be forced on someone, because under EUA, you have the absolute right to accept or refuse these products. But number two, men and women, for example, in the military, they're protected by the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, Free Exercise Clause, and the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. That's a very strong law. The Supreme Court calls it a super statute, and it protects these individuals who have a sincere religious belief when that belief is burdened by a government policy, as it is here. And their belief is they don't want to get these shots, and they're basing that primarily on the fact that these shots, all of them, used aborted fetal cell in their testing and or development phase. And that includes Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Pfizer. And in fact, one of our lieutenant colonels, a woman in the United States Marine, very accomplished individual, she was brutally raped before she entered the military. And she ultimately had an abortion as a result of that rape. She realized that she had committed a big mistake and that she had actually taken the life of her unborn child. So for many years, she hated herself for what she had done. She ultimately joined the United States Marine, met another Marine who was a Christian, who led her to the Lord, and she renewed her commitment to the Lord, and ultimately experienced healing. And consequently, there is no way she wants to be in any way connected with abortion. So right. She's not going to submit under any circumstances to put something in her body that has anything related directly or indirectly, however remote it may be or however near it may be, with abortion.
Right, and that's the bottom line. All of these shots in some way, in some form, whether in the development, the testing, the distribution, or the sales, are associated with aborted fetal cells. And that needs to be continually brought out, which we have been doing. But many of our plaintiffs and many of these healthcare workers, many of these military, many of these federal contractors, federal employees, do not want to put that in their body because of that reason.
Well, in fact, over the Christmas break in 2021, Christmas timeframe, there was a Navy ship that said that 100% of the crew had received the COVID shots, 100%. And in fact, what's happening here in the military, for example, the Navy, just as an example, they're telling people that if you don't get the shots, you're not going to be deployed, that you are unfit for duty. And consequently, if your group goes out on deployment, but you're not with them, then you're considered to be derelict of your duty. And that's a cause for punishment. So they're putting all this punishment and guilt on them. But this particular Navy ship, 100% of the people, they say, have received the shot. Well, you know what happened? They had to come back to port. Why? Because they had a COVID outbreak on the ship.
You hear about that more and more now.
And so, you know, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
Oops, what happened?
And he's the one, you know, who issued the mandate in August on the military for military readiness. Guess what? Well, he got the two shots, and then he got the booster at the end of 2021. And now, what does he have? He's got COVID.
Oops.
Yeah. So these shots are not protecting people from COVID.
And we've been saying that from the very beginning. We've been interviewing doctors over and over. It's all over our vaccine page. This is not a vaccine, as we know. This is an experimental genetic agent.
Yeah, and it's not effective. We know that. We've said that for months because the global data has shown that, particularly places like Israel. Israel has one of the highest percentages of nations in the world of people who have gotten the COVID shots, and they're having a very high spike. The island of Gibraltar, for example, boasts 100% of the adults have gotten the COVID shot. You go look at the global data from Gibraltar, and they're skyrocketing with COVID. So you know that from global data. We're not that much different. We're seeing that here in the United States, and that is they're not effective. But moreover, they're not safe. In fact, we're in contact with military physicians who are treating pilots in the Air Force or the Navy, for example, or other armed services that are being disqualified from flying. Why? Because they've had the COVID shots and they're having adverse reactions to those COVID shots and they cannot fly anymore.
And they automatically, after they've had the shot, put them on a 48-hour no-fly period, right?
Well, they're supposed to put them on, particularly for commercial ones. And
so
the
what
other
does
ones,
that say? Yeah.
Yeah, that they can't fly. I mean, so the bottom line is that they're not safe, they're not effective, and it's unconstitutional and unlawful to impose these shots against somebody's free choice and free will on the men and women in the military and then subject them to punishment for making that personal individual choice. Pray for us as we're going back to court to ask a Judge Merriday to issue an injunction now on behalf of all the men and women of the military, on behalf of all the federal civilian contractors and employers, employees as well of the federal government. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. If you know somebody who's facing these COVID mandates, send them to lc.org, click on the legal help tab and go from there, or lc.org/exempt. That takes you right there, lc.org/exempt. And also a comprehensive page, lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.